Okay, so just to test the audio, what do you have for breakfast this morning?
A single cheese stick. And then I came here and I had one of the wraps to supplement that.
Amazing. That sounds great.
Yeah, it does its job.
Right. Perfect. So like on a scale from 1 to 10, when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are between trust and distrust? Like from 1 to 10.
I'd say I'm a little more on the slightly more into the distrust portion. I'll clarify, that's not to discredit the process of voting entirely. I think how we vote and our idea of voting is a bit skewed as to how it actually gets things done. For example, the president, I've come to realize, will always be the least important thing to vote for. The most important thing will be whatever is the most local to you, happening in your city, your constituency, whatever. But I also think that it's not helped that I don't feel that we have a lot to do with our vote, because frankly, this country just has a dearth of plurality. That's not to say that, oh, a congressional system is inferior to a parliamentary system, which is irrelevant, but more that how this country is constructed. We have so few areas to actually conglomerate votes equally we're forced into maximizing it in form of the representative. Gerrymandering is a very American thing, a huge issue. I can go on and on, but those are some of the things that I can list as to what it aggravates me about.
So you think that we should give more importance to local voting area?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Interesting. So I think you already talked about this a little bit, but can you share the story of why you picked that spot of distrust, let's say?
Because I think following the 2020, summer of unrest in 2020 about police brutality and opening my eyes to how many awful things that happen that the police can get away with, and thinking, oh, I want to make sure my vote counts. And so that translated somehow to voting for Joe Biden, who has only given more money to the police. And now with the situation in, say, Gaza, I do not plan on voting for the president at all, because both him and Trump, because of course we're having a second match between these two decrepit old men who are only getting older. It's not going to change anything. I do not care for either of them.
Okay, so let's say that you just can't come up with a correct option, right, for this election.
What do you mean by correct?
Not correct, but a suitable option for you.
A suitable option. When I say I'm not voting for the president, it doesn't mean I'm negating every other part of the vote. There's going to be other things to vote for in the general, just like there is right now. That is what I'm going to put more emphasis on improving local areas that I want to vote for.
Okay, perfect. So can you imagine the conditions in which you could be, so that you could trust the system? What should change so that you can trust the voting system?
I would say, I mentioned gerrymandering, completely abolish that, make that criminal. So that would include redistricting. Wisconsin's a very heavily gerrymandered state. The only reason why that's starting to come undone is because we happen to vote for, one Supreme Court, one justice for this state's Supreme Court, and other states don't have a Supreme Court elections in their states. Not all of them do. It's just a ridiculous bifurcation and stuffing up of areas where it can happen versus where it can't. And in terms of demand, demand is going to have to be more done outside of just simply voting, community organizing, also unionization, using that in tandem with voting locally. Voting for the president, sure, it can come to that. There's points where that can come to be of importance, but as of what people should prioritize, it should be local, what's happening the closest to you first and foremost, because it's going to directly affect you.
Point. Thank you. And I don't know, would you like to add anything else to this interview? Anything you would like to share with us related to this topic?
Get involved. Figure out where your local community is. I know now As someone who's experiences this, I do not want to be locked in my room all the time. I want to go out and do things. I want to go out in places. If we don't have a lot of third spaces now because of how we've been taught to prioritize like streaming, social media, but as that becomes itself monopolized, we have to go back to that. We have to start making those again. When we have to create an actual community to talk with each other. It's something that is desperate, that is vital for actually contributing to our well-being, but also to staying up to touch with what's happening in our elections, mm-hmm. quite directly.
Okay, perfect. So thank you so much for participating here. I hope you can have an amazing day.
Yes, thank you. You too.